don't want
see that? Go back, go back, go back. Do me a favor, go back. That guy right there, this is all of you right now. And I'm going to say this. This is how we're going to transform you into this. After this podcast, you're going to be like this. Exactly. Just expect that. So I'd like to start off by saying thank you to the directors and the officers for letting this happen in the first place. We're very welcome and we're really grateful for coming out here to show out. And I got a question for all of you before. Who here wants to start a business, be an entrepreneur, whatever it is? Just raise your hand. That's it. Yeah? Bunch of ones.
Okay, now who actually started?
You have.
Okay.
Great.
See how many less hands showed up? That's what we're here for.
So today we're going to be covering the importance of taking action now, getting out of the comfort zone, and the mindset you kind of have to need to get into this business world and everything else along with that.
I think let's continue. We'll first introduce ourselves.
Yeah, my name is Mike. I'm 19 years old. I don't go to college, but I have been doing entrepreneurship online by myself for like a year now. And I have been doing a podcast with these guys for about since what? February, March?
January.
Yeah, January.
Right. Yeah.
Something like that. So I kind of have a feel for it, and yeah.
I already said who I am, but just in case you forgot, Joshua Nikolaevsky. You guys know a bit about me if you were in the last class. If not, too bad.
Yeah. Nonetheless, I am Josh's brother. I'm also a student here at Penn State, and we started this podcast roughly a year ago with two brothers, and then
Okay, I'm Georgie, 19, don't go to college either. I do judo, and also have a car detailing business.
And unfortunately, another member of ours actually wasn't able to make it today. Which, okay, we're gonna make up for that lack. And that's his brother. This is how we got the whole idea of bros, brothers, think big. And how this all started.
I'm trying to talk, man.
I'm just saying brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Disrespectful. Like I was saying, how this whole started is his brother actually came up to us in the gym, and he just said, hey, what do you think if we just got the idea of starting a podcast? And just like that, we got right to it. We didn't really have any perfect setup. Matter of fact, if you actually went back to our first video, you will see it's terrible. And I mean, like, the lighting alone will tell you everything you need to know. And there's just a bunch of red flags. But the important thing is that we didn't wait for the right opportunity. Neither did we sit around saying, but if we don't have this, so we shouldn't start yet. No, what was actually important to us was that we got out there and that we started. Getting our names out, etc., etc. And that's what we're going to touch up on.
Now, why should you even listen to us, right?
Why do you want to listen to us all?
So, over the past, six, 7 months, or since when we started, we accumulated 100,000 views so far, which is, I think, is a pretty good win for us. And we have 330 subscribers. And this is one of our thumbnails from one of our videos. And so, some say about this is, life is binary. There's only action and inaction. Five of us came together with one plan, and then we chose action, which we wouldn't have this without taking action.
I'm sure there's a couple people in here that have had talks with their friends about starting a podcast. I don't know where you guys are right now, but...
Or any business.
Any business, but the most important step always, always will be just starting. It'll never be perfect.
Yeah, the reason why we want to capitalize on this is you've all heard of the thinker versus the doer. And the thinker can sit around all day saying, maybe this isn't done yet, so I probably shouldn't do it. But the one that's always going to go further is actually the doer, because he's the one that stepped ahead, took action, and he's going to learn from those mistakes that the thinker probably couldn't calculate for and withstand. Like I was saying earlier, getting it done is always better than being perfect. I can't emphasize enough how like bad just sitting around waiting for the right opportunity to actually go out and do something is. It's detrimental for your business, whatever. Speed is key in this, because you missing out on a week is potentially a week of getting another sale, another customer, another viewer, whatever it might be.
And to kind of go off of that, I kind of want to share the story of us. When we first started, we were creating the logo. I'm not kidding, we spent honestly over 2 hours arguing over the logo.
It was you and the other guy.
Yes, it was me. Yeah. I was
just you.
I was very sad.
Nah.
where the whole message behind it was, it doesn't matter what our logo is, it means nothing compared to the content we put out. You know, you can't be focusing on the stuff that doesn't matter. The name of the Roasting Pig, the logo, those little stuff.
The
yeah,
colors,
it's cool and everything.
How the room
most
looks,
important is the actual business and how you're going to provide value to other people, by far. You can read it yourself. I don't know if I'd rather say it.
Procrastination's a bitch.
Yeah, straight up. And lastly, come on, guys. Come on. Anyone want to answer? Does anyone want to answer? Anyone brave?
How many hours do you spend on TikTok?
About 3 a day.
3 a day.
3
a
day.
Day.
Right.
So
a day. That's
math.
21 a week.
How many?
Keep that in mind.
Zero.
Zero?
I use social media.
That's good. That's good.
I like that answer.
I don't have TikTok.
You don't
that's
have TikTok.
A
great answer,
good.
Too.
Six.
A day. A day. A day.
All right. No.
What's going on here? What's going on? You're lying. All right. Yeah. Point is?
Like 3 during the weekdays and 4 or 5 on weekends.
It goes up on the weekends?
Yes.
Why is it going up?
Because I work and I go to school, so at school I'm not on it, at work I'm on it, but I only work on the weekends.
Okay, that's a little understandable. Regardless, the point is, guys, come on, like this is just feeding your brain this trash, and I get like you'll see some sort of educational video, whatever you're going to call it, every now and then. It's bull.
That stuff is meant to distract you from what you're actually trying to achieve, so you really can't be letting yourself get distracted by the things that are meant to distract you. That makes sense.
Exactly. 3 hours on TikTok could have been another 3 hours on a business or perfecting your product, your service, whatever it might have been.
Imagine how many LinkedIn connections you could make.
Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah. You would have 500 just if you replace those ads.
To
kind of
go off that, I mean, can't wait. We're in college right now. We started this while I was in the midst of college. We're not going to push it off. You can't push off your ideas. You know what? I'm in college. I can't do it now. I don't have enough time. You just have 3 hours on TikTok every day. You do have enough time. You always will have enough time. It's just how much you value it. Right? The best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. Well, guess what? That's gone. Second best time is now. Secondly, I mean, we kind of already went over this, but perfection is just an English thing that can hold you back, honestly. Progress over perfection. I couldn't use a better example than our logo. Do you have another example? I can't. When we had?
When we did try to film the episodes, we did take a lot of time trying to figure out the lights and the lighting, what looked good, what did this, but we were just holding off from just pressing play, pressing start, record, so.
Yeah.
We did waste a lot of time at first, like, We go to Josh's house and waste like 4 hours trying to figure out some bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. And then start filming. So mm-hmm. That could have been, that's like 4 podcasts worth of time that we could have done.
And I kind of want to, you know, I was very excited to show you guys this video. I hope it works. I don't know how it works with slideshow. I'm going to click the link. And it did not work.
Nope, not that.
Does anyone know how to get the link to work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Excel.
You all know Kung Fu Panda, right?
This is meant to distract you. These ads are meant to distract you. Don't watch this shit.
Yesterday is a mystery, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called present.
guys, if that big fat panda and that ancient talking turtle can understand it, I'm pretty sure you guys can too. It's nothing like rocket science or anything like that.
Well, Josh, what is this?
Distraction. Get past that.
Yeah, honestly, I like the, especially the part where he says, I don't have Mantis things, you know, we like to say, oh, well, I don't have his time, I don't have this, I don't have that. You don't need none of that. You just need a pen and paper. That's what you need, but.
Yeah, side note, if you haven't watched the Kung Fu Panda trilogy, I recommend it. Please. Yeah, it's great. All
right, so I'm sure you guys have heard of the comfort zone. So this is a diagram that I came up with in my head that I heard from someone else, and I kind of want to show it to you guys, like, kind of in my own way. So you see this circle in the middle. This is everything that you are comfortable with. You're comfortable with sleeping in. You're comfortable with, oh, like, eating that sweet treat. Oh,
3 hours on TikTok.
3 hours on TikTok. So what you have to do in order to get to the next level of your life is kind of get out of your comfort zone. So what does that really mean, though? For example, you have a cold call with someone. You wanna
from LinkedIn.
Yeah, sure. you wanna talk to someone. You wanna get connections, but you're kind of scared. You don't know this person. You don't know what to say. You think you're gonna mess up the connection, whatever. So when you finally do decide to take that leap of faith and go on the call, after the fact you did it, you are now a person who's comfortable with taking calls and with people you don't even know. So the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with those things. Same with if you see that guy or girl in your classroom or the gym or when you're out and about and you really want to talk to her, you really want to get to know her, but you're kind of nervous, you don't know what to say when you go and talk, like, whatever. So what you do is you decide to take that leap of faith, get out your comfort zone. It might feel uncomfortable, but
it will feel uncomfortable, but after
the fact, all of a sudden, you can go up to someone that you think is attractive, whatever, and talk to them. And all of a sudden, you can just go up and talk to someone.
Yeah, and it's important to know that this, exactly like our president mentioned earlier, with LinkedIn, this 500 plus connections, they don't come overnight. And it's exactly with this, too. You have to start small. Just pick up on little things, like, let's say you're disgusting and you only brush your teeth once a day, or you take a shower once a day. Get back home twice a day, morning and night, whatever it is. Pick up on little things like that, and then you can start to go for big things, like scaling your business to seven figures, talking to Addison Rae or whoever it is.
Yeah, so when you do feel that type of feeling, that anxiety, that uncomfortableness, that's not a bad thing. Society has told you that anxiety and this is such a bad thing, but that is not. It's simply just excitement. You're excited, but you think it's a bad thing, feeling that anxiety, feeling that type of uncomfortableness. What you don't know is once you get more uncomfortable with things, outside of it is maybe things that you actually want and that you desire. So all of a sudden, you become this person who can travel the world, who can get things they've wanted, who can go to the gym by themselves, who can talk to whoever you find attractive. You can start a YouTube with your other friends, you know what I mean? So it's just a matter of taking those leap of faith in order to get to the next level and to grow your character.
I did want to just mention, I don't know who here has never really gone out to outside of PA, but one of the biggest things when it comes to comfort zone is get out of the place you live. I'm very fortunate to have gone to Europe, and I'm telling you, it's a whole different lifestyle, it's a whole different life, and it kind of wakes you up. Like, you think America is just amazing, and then you realize, holy shit, there's a whole different planet out there. So I highly recommend that to everybody.
So your network is your network. So the first thing that we put there was stay comfortable by sharing plans with friends and family. So you want to have someone that you are close with, and you want to do it as a team because it's much faster and it's better, because anything you struggle with, someone might not be struggling with, and so they can help you out. Find people that align with your future goals. That's pretty much the same thing. Yeah, like we also put point out each other's problems, because that's how you grow.
I did want to add also, when it comes to the friends and family, you have to make sure that when you tell them your goals, you have to not only create a good thing but a bad thing. For example, let's say with this podcast, if we were to have a goal of posting 5 videos this week, right, and we were not to fulfill that goal, we would owe somebody $100. Again, I'm not saying we've done that, because I can take care of my 100 bucks, but you can use an example like that where you punish yourself if you do not hit your goal. And I think that's an important, crucial step to proceeding forward.
And it's up to also, it's up to you to decide like where you really want to be. Like, look at your friends, look who you hang out with, look what you're influenced by. Like, do you really want to be that type of person that is involved with that environment? You really gotta sit down with yourself and ask yourself, who do I want to be, and who would I really surround myself with? Because then that will really shape where you go, where you turn out in life.
Yeah, and that's just a suggestion. If you struggle keeping and holding yourself responsible for not doing things or slacking off, share it with your friends and family so that they'll even help you out. And I don't know where the stigma of you have to succeed alone or it came from on social media or whatever it is, but guys, use help. There's nothing wrong with asking for help from people. Use your LinkedIn connections, whatever it may be. Put them to use. They're there for a reason. If you're daddy's money, use his connections, whatever it is.
Just don't be this guy, right?
Yeah.
We don't want
see that? Go back. Do me a favor, go back. That guy right there, this is all of you right now. And I'm gonna say that. This is how we're gonna transform you into this. After this podcast, you're gonna be like this. Exactly. Just expect that. Okay, failure is not real, right? I've heard you guys have probably sorry, I'm a little nervous, I'm getting out of my comfort zone. Anyways, so failure is not real. And society has told you, oh, like, fail a test, fail this, fail that. It's not real. It doesn't really matter. Because failing is just such a negative thing to think about. You shouldn't think about failing. You should think about, even if you did not do something as great as you really wanted to, you can just say, I didn't fail, I learned. Because everything is an experience, so you really want to try to, instead of telling yourself that you failed, you tell yourself that you learned. Yeah, and failure is also just a stepping stone to success. Like for you dropshippers who, let's say you message out to a bunch of suppliers and they're gonna say no. They're gonna say, you may message 100, you might not get one. They'll actually go out there and ship your product. It's okay, it's a part of the process, you learn from it. Maybe your introduction yourself, maybe you didn't sell yourself well enough, and maybe your LinkedIn profile was horrible, which is why you didn't do what our president had us go through earlier. But the point is, you're gonna get told no, you're gonna lose, you're gonna fail. That's not something that should drag you down, that's something that you should learn from to go up.
Fail stands for first attempt at learning. I had something I wanted to share, and now I forgot because he's annoying.
You're distracted.
I'm distracted. It doesn't matter. Anyways, anyone know who Dr. Seuss is? If you don't, I'm going to be
they
very
all
upset.
Know who Dr. Seuss is.
Okay. Cat in the Hat, guys. Cat in the Hat. The Grinch. All come from him. He was rejected, fun fact, 27 times before his first book was published. And I would argue he's the most successful child author of all time. Maybe J.K. Rowling.
Did he cheat on his wife?
I don't know.
I thought he did.
I don't want to hear that part. Okay. What that means is, dude, you guys fail after one attempt. You guys have one video that doesn't go well. I don't know. You have one test that you get an F, and then you're like, you know what? Screw it. Come on. You got to do 100 times at least. It's ridiculous. Look at Goggins. Yes. We are proud advocates of the Kaizen. Has anyone heard of Kaizen before we're about to tell you guys? Anyone? Thank you.
No, you got it.
All right, basically Kaizen is the Japanese philosophy of business for continuous improvement every single day, even by 1%, towards your business, personal life, anything you want, positively changes philosophy has to be applied. And basically what it means, and I hope you guys don't get it, understand is, even if you have a bad day, that doesn't mean you didn't improve 1% if you didn't learn from it. What we just had, our failure, if we learn from that failure, then actually it's going to improve us 1%, maybe even 10%. That's the big misconnotation. Also, set a goal and allow minimal distractions, all right? Get a timer. Get a goddamn timer. Put a timer for that TikTok account, all right? Do you have a timer?
It's a 3-hour timer.
Make it 2 hours,
all right? So you see these mountains, right? These mountains kind of represent your goals and what you want to achieve. And basically what Kaizen really means is getting at least 1% better towards your goal, or getting 1% more towards your goal in a sense. So it's really just climbing that mountain and trying to get better every day. That's just what it is, towards your goals or whatever you want to achieve.
What's also important is the desire to dominate. You need to be obsessed. You want to destroy your competitors. Let's say Gatorade and Powerade. What does Gatorade want to do? They want to burn Powerade down to the ground because it'll bring them more sales for them. Your competitors are bad. Boo. Right? You want to make sure that you're hungry to get on top of them and you want to learn from them. And there's a bunch of things that you can take away from this. As far as you have to be disciplined. You have to be strong. You have to be smart. You need to think on how you, what the fuck are you laughing? You need to think as to how you can actually get that edge over your competitors.
Don't look at the guy in the rock, please.
Look at the guy in the rock. It doesn't matter.
All right. So someone wants your job. Let's talk about that. Like, when you guys are competing for jobs and saying you want to outreach to someone, there's probably thousands of other people reaching out to that same guy. So you kind of have to do something different or do something more unique for you to stand out because someone else also wants your job.
Mm-hmm. Competition is a good thing. It drives you to become better. You should never look at it as like, oh, now this guy's trying to get my spot or whatever it is. That's what's going to push you to get better than you previously were. Isn't that the end goal for all of you?
I want to have a hotter wife than him. As brothers, it's competition. Don't forget, this point is freedom.
Anyways, next
slide. How are you going to be free if you're going to be a slave to your own mind? If you can't control yourself with TikTok, if you can't control your sexual desires, let's be honest, how the hell are you going to succeed in the terms of, rather than masturbation, let's say, I'm putting it politely, I'm trying to think, in terms of business deal, right? If you can't say no to a deal that you know that you can do actually better if you just invest in yourself, I mean, it first starts with the first step, which is masturbation in my eyes. Is there fun?
I don't get it.
Now, with competition, there's
Josh, you're perfect for this.
Let's go. I do have big ego, but there's a fine line between competition. If you guys have ever heard of Napoleon, I'm sure you have. That's a stupid question. But if you heard anything about him, he was great. What he did, he conquered Europe. But his fall was his ego. He constantly thought he could do more and more and more. He never understood the fine line of humility. That resulted in him having one of the greatest downfalls of all time, probably when it came to wars.
I know we say like compete was the last slide, and this is more of ego. When you do compete, there is to a point like where you compete to a point where your ego kind of takes over. So that's why we do talk about ego, which can keep you more humble and keep you more on the actual path that you're trying to achieve. Because ego is kind of like blinders as like you're trying to do work. Like you just want to be everyone. You just want to be better than everyone. That can kind of drive you like almost like insane.
Let me use an example.
Okay.
Do you think you're better than me? Do you think you're better than me? In what way? Just in what? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Do I have to?
Yes or no?
Yeah, bro.
There we go. You are supposed to think you are better than me. Now, you probably shouldn't say it to me because, you know, that could cause a fight. But, in my mind, right? If I didn't think and I didn't approach, for example, I played soccer for 15 years. Every single game I came on, I thought I was the best player on the pitch. Whether my result, whether my performance proved it or not, if you don't come in thinking you're the best person for the job, for LinkedIn, whatever it is, you don't think you're going to be the best business, then what's the point of even going, right? You can't just go in, oh no, Powerade is better than me. Powerade is better than me.
Is there anything else?
I have a question for you guys then.
Yeah, what's up?
What happens to doing something is better than perfection?
What?
What happens to doing something is better than perfection?
It absolutely is.
I'm sorry.
But you also have to think that you're the best?
Absolutely.
But being the best doesn't mean you have to be perfect.
Yeah, being the best doesn't mean you have to be perfect. And I'd say being the best is outworking everybody.
Being close to perfect as best as you can.
Yeah. If you outwork every single day your competitors, you will be the best. And that's simply one way to outwork somebody is not to just... You know what? I don't think it's perfect. I need to go back. No, keep going forward. Speed is key. Speed is key. Speed in chess, right? No? Is that a mistake? Not mine. In the last class, it was chess.
For context, this is what Josh looked like in the past. Everyone, subscribe using our QR code that's right here. We would love for you guys to support us, and we do talk about more of these topics on our channel and stuff like that. We're on all platforms as well, and yeah, I mean,
I don't see enough phones going off, by the way. I will make sure. I'm going to stand behind the door. Please go behind everyone, every single person. Pull out the phones.
I see you, now you have to subscribe. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you all have a great day.
Hey, keep the QR code.